Good morning, everybody. Welcome to my podcast. You guessed it, this is Paul, the Judged Mormon, who is your favorite Mormon. Thank you for being here and listening to me today. So today I am going to ask a couple of questions. I get asked quite a bit about why I use the name the Judged Mormon. And I'm asked a lot if I am a Mormon. I figured these are fair and valid questions to ask me, so sit back for the next few minutes while I tell you my story of how I came up with my Judged Mormon name, and if I am a Mormon. All right, I'm going to start with my background so you can understand where I came from and how I ended up starting my blog and podcast. I've been Mormon most of my life. I grew up enjoying the Boy Scout program quite a bit that the Mormon Church was involved in. I can tell you that the Mormon Church automatically enrolls every boy into the Boy Scouts, and every ward around me has their own Boy Scout troop. I loved it because I'm a huge fan of the outdoors. I don't even know if I missed any campouts because I love camping so much. I grew up in a neighborhood where only three families were not Mormon, but that didn't matter. Everyone in our neighborhood were friends. Growing up, my friends and I would walk to church together and meet our families when we got there. In high school, I attended seminary and graduated from that seminary program. I can't really say graduating from Mormon seminary means much, because all it really means is that you attend an hour of church class and teachings about 3 days a week for 4 years. Where I'm from, it's actually part of your school day, if you want it to be. I graduated high school and went on to college, and I began to attend what is called a singles ward. A singles ward, it's a church congregation where you have to be single to attend. That was great because you meet a lot of single people to date and new friends. The social atmosphere was actually really nice. I eventually went on to serve a mission and was a typical Mormon missionary that was sent somewhere away from home to teach people about the Mormon Church and hope they decide to get baptized. I did my missionary duties for the 2 years, came home to attend more college, got married, started my career, and graduate college. I was married in the temple, Mormon temple. I attend church every Sunday when work does not make me travel away from home. And yes, I still attend Mormon church to this day. However, I am not your perfect Mormon. My views on sins are different than your typical Mormon views on sins. The Mormon Church believes in the Bible and its teachings, but throughout the history of the Mormon Church, they add on and have a list of additional things that they call sins, like my coffee. I'm drinking a nice mocha right now. Let me take a drink. All right, from the church that claims it never changes because Jesus is the head of the Mormon Church and it cannot change, is what the leaders tell us. Well, the Mormon Church has changed and it does change. Read my blog on the Word of Wisdom and you will discover that hot chocolate and hot soup used to be a sin. Yeah, now they aren't. Yeah, go figure. They need to pull coffee off that list, trust me. They need to drink it themselves, know what they're missing. All right, I've had various callings in the church throughout my life, including a couple of higher positions in a couple of different wards I've been in. I used to be a very active participant in my church. As I already said, I still go to church, but I don't volunteer to pray, give talks, and I'm not afraid to tell the bishop no when they want to give me a calling. Callings can be anything from, you know, being a teacher for a class, or work with the Boy Scouts, work in the library, just help around the church. So here's what I do. I go to church, I sit, I listen, and I socialize. That's what I do. I say I'm not a perfect Mormon because I openly drink coffee. I obviously and absolutely love espresso drinks. Coffee does go against the Mormon law regarding the word of wisdom, but the word of wisdom comes down to this. Coffee is on the list of drinks Mormons cannot drink. This means I am not considered a worthy Mormon to enter the temple. So obviously I prefer coffee over going to the temple. I can talk more on the temple another day. I have also quit paying my tithing. The main reason for not following that Mormon commandment is because I can't afford it. I know it talks about tithing in the Bible. I'm not here to discuss, biblical teachings. This podcast is for, answering these couple of questions that people ask me quite a bit. So as far as the tithing goes, Mormon leaders will make you believe that you can't afford not to pay tithing because you are a sinner and will go to hell if you don't pay it. Well, Mormon prophets have different teachings on that topic, and I write more about tithing in a different blog post. The other reason I don't like to give the church 10% of my money is because the church is not transparent at all with what they do with its money. And it's very secretive. Other charities provide a prospectus every year on where the money goes. You can make a good informed decision. Do I want to give my money to that charity? Or should I find another one that gives more money towards the cause? It's up to everybody to decide. But the Mormon Church keeps it so secret, you don't know where the money is going. I'm not opposed to donating money to charities at all. I mean, I've donated money to different charities. But I'd like to know where my money goes so I can make sure the money is being used for legitimate reasons. I don't think using money to pay the lavish lifestyle of the Mormon leaders is where I want my donated money to go. The Mormon leaders tell us that we shouldn't carry debt. Well, guess what, Mormon leaders? Thanks for that great advice, because I will use my tithing to help pay off my debts and not give to you so you can live a lavish lifestyle, living in a huge home, drive nice cars, have your tax-free six-figure income. Oh, wait. They don't get an income. It's a living allowance. And they also get to jet set around the world so they can tell poor people in poor countries to pay tithing so they can have more money in their pockets. Mormon leaders live very nice lifestyles. Trust me, I've seen some of their homes. I have seen their cars they drive around in. They do travel the world. They do stay in nice hotels. I mean, it's not what I want my money doing if I'm going to donate it to a cause. So anyway, with the coffee and tithing, I am a Mormon sinner and not worthy to return back to God's presence. At least that is what the Mormon Church believes about me and wants me to believe also. My personal belief is different than theirs. I don't believe my coffee is sending me to hell. This brief background about me now leads me to answer the first question I am asked the most. Why did I choose the name The Judged Mormon? That name was chosen because fellow Mormons judge me about my sinning. You will find a lot of Mormons are hypocrites. Mormons are taught to love everyone, respect everyone, and be a friend to everyone. Frankly, that is bullshit. A lot of Mormon members gossip like crazy. They make your personal business everyone's business. I have lost friends because I don't pretend to be the perfect Mormon or claim to be God's chosen people. I don't believe anyone to be above anyone else. But I don't care about that. People are who they are. They will live their life and have to answer to God one day for everything. But a few of my neighbors in my church cast judgment on me and have let me know that I can't return to heaven if I keep breaking the word of wisdom. I guess these same people forget biblical teachings such as "Judge not, lest ye be judged," or the story where people were going to stone a lady to death because they believed that lady committed adultery. And Jesus told the people, "Those without sin among you, let him cast the first stone." Everybody walked away. But a few neighbors of mine are more than happy to cast judgment on me and tell me exactly what they think and where I'm going. And truly, it does not bother me. But that is why I chose the name, The Judged Mormon. Now for the second question. Let me get another drink. All right. Second question I'm often asked, am I still Mormon? Well, I guess the short answer is yes. But let me explain. My name is on record with the Mormon Church as being a member because I was baptized. I do attend Mormon Church every week, and I attend some of the social gatherings. I look at it this way. If I attended any other church, such as a Methodist church, for example, if I attended a Methodist church every week, attend the social events, and had my name on their records, I would call myself a Methodist. So I do call myself Mormon, but I do not believe everything the Mormon Church teaches. You know, Mormons are Christians. Mormons believe in the Bible. As far as I know, every other Christian denomination uses the Bible in its teachings, what the pastors and preachers use to teach. I get the same thing going to Mormon Church now. They do use the Book of Mormon and their Doctrine and Covenants. Do I believe those to be inspired books of God? No, I don't. But they do have good, you know, teachings and parables, just as the Bible does. But I do, you know, get teachings from the Bible, you know, as I attend church every week. And I feel I would get that pretty much anywhere. And where I'm from, there's a Mormon church everywhere, so I can literally just walk. I can probably live anywhere where I'm at and find a Mormon church within two blocks of where I live, wherever I move to in this area. So it's also just really convenient to go. I don't have to drive across town or for 20 or 30 minutes to find another church. And I've gone to other churches. I've got friends that attend, you know, that are not Mormon, and I've gone to their churches to just to be with them and, you know, go to church. But where I'm from right now, Mormon churches are everywhere, and I do get my weekly Bible teachings that I do enjoy. So I kind of got off topic there a little bit. So, like I said, if I attended a Methodist church, for example, every week, I went to their social events, had my name on their records, even if I didn't have names on records, if that's where I was going every week, I would say I'm a Methodist. Or if I was going to a Catholic church every week, I'd call myself Catholic. But to me, it doesn't matter. So I do call myself Mormon. I don't believe everything the Mormon Church teaches. If you read my blog posts on my website, you will find a lot of areas of the Mormon Church that I have issues with. I do not believe the Book of Mormon to be the history of ancient American people. And I do not believe Joseph Smith was shown where to dig up gold plates that contained language he could not read. And I don't believe he translated anything. I do have concerns that the Book of Mormon is a complete ripoff of a book called The View of the Hebrews that was written before the Book of Mormon. But the Book of Mormon does have some good stories and teachings, but I do not consider it to be on the same level as the Bible by any means. The Bible is something I believe in. Book of Mormon, it's a good book with some good stories. That's about it. I do not believe Joseph Smith was called of God or Jesus to restore Jesus' church in the latter days or the last days. Mormons believe, you know, their name is the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints. They believe this is the last dispensation before Christ comes and the church will never be taken from the earth again. That's where that comes from. I do not believe where was I kind of going with that? Yeah, I don't believe Joseph Smith was called to restore Jesus' church in the last days. I think Joseph Smith made a lot of stuff up, and he found a lot of people to believe him. Joseph carried the title prophet. I guess he probably gave it to himself or whatnot. He believed he, or at least he said he talked to Jesus and God through his first vision, but there's multiple accounts of that that contradict themselves. Anyway, somebody can call themselves a prophet if they want. I don't care. I don't believe he was a prophet of God. He is not a prophet from the Bible or at the same level of that those men were at. The history of the Mormon Church is coming out with the internet, and I am discovering a lot of things that are completely different than what I have been taught most of my life. The Mormon leaders don't really address issues that come up, and if they do, they keep their explanations so vague that the questions are never really answered. So, I'm guessing you're wondering why I continue to attend a Mormon church. It comes down to this. I believe there are good things about Mormonism. Mormons are big on family. They teach we should all be and live a good, honorable life. They believe in the Bible and Jesus Christ. And Mormons in the church you attend will help you when you need it. They really will. Even though they like to gossip, if you need help with anything, Mormons will help you. These are all things I believe in and respect. My religion I take in during the week does not all come from Mormons. There are pastors and other religious leaders I listen to on the radio, on podcasts, and they inspire me to be a good person. And I always tell people this when they ask me if I'm still Mormon or start asking me about, you know, my beliefs. I tell them, if the religion you follow helps you to be a good person, then that is the right religion for you. Now, I attend a Mormon church. I listen to different pastors. I find things that inspire me to be a good person. That's where I put my time when it comes to religious activities. So I hope this answers two questions that I'm asked the most. So, you know why I chose the name The Judged Mormon? And do I consider myself Mormon? Only for the sake that that's the church I attend to. That inspires me to be a good person. I do not believe everything about it. No, I don't. So, that's it. I have been talking with a lot of people over the past, it's been a while since I put up a podcast. I've talked to a lot of people, and I've been hearing their stories, and I always ask them if I can interview them, and I always strive to interview people for the podcast, but I understand people being nervous about sharing their story to the public. They are, you know, they've got stories, and they have stories about things they don't agree with the religion they follow, and some of these people are very devout Mormons and believe everything about it, but they're afraid to share their views to the public. So I respect them. You know, I respect their concerns. So I've got stories. I'll be writing about some of these stories in some upcoming blog posts. I'll be posting this podcast will be posted as a blog post. So if you've listened to it and you see it on my website, it's pretty much the same thing that I've said on the blog or the podcast. But I'll post it for people that don't listen to podcasts. They can read everything I've spoken about today. But I hope to get another blog post up within the next couple of days with some of the stories that I've had the pleasure of hearing from people and, you know, hearing their concerns of how they feel they've been judged by those around them. So that's it. Thank you for listening. Like always, please contact me at thejudgedmormon@gmail.com. Visit my website and blog at thejudgedmormon.com. And you can also follow me on Instagram at, you guessed it, The Judged Mormon. I hope you enjoyed your time as you listened to my podcast. Thank you all, and may God bless you and your day.